Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome back to Not Another Mummy Podcast. I'm Alison Perry, and you're listening to a special bonus episode. Hello, and thanks so much for listening. This is a special bonus episode brought to you in association with Take 5, which is a national campaign to stop fraud, led by Financial Fraud Action UK and Her Majesty's Government, and backed by the banking industry. It's here to offer advice to help customers protect themselves against fraud. The campaign focuses on helping customers to take 5 minutes to identify scams and confidently challenge any request for their personal or financial details by remembering the phrase, "My money, my info, I don't think so." So I got together with three mums to chat about the different pitfalls that we all face when it comes to fraud and share some tips on how to identify scams and avoid them. So welcome everybody. Today we are doing a bit of a different podcast. I'm joined by Romika, who's a mum of two and blogs at Beauty Bump and Me.
Hi, Romika.
And Franca, who is also a mum of two and blogs at A Moment with Franca.
Yes, hello.
And Megan, who is also a mum of two and blogs at Truly Madly Kids. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
So we're here today to talk about fraud and how to spot it, how to deal with it when it happens. And we're talking about it because there's a big campaign happening at the moment, isn't there? A Take 5 campaign, which is highlighting how to stay safe and how to avoid scams. And we all kind of met up a few weeks ago at a Take 5 and Mumsnet event, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Which was really kind of interesting, great. Slightly terrifying, because I think it probably, I don't know how you guys felt, but it kind of really opened my eyes to the different ways that we can be victim to fraud. And
I think it was like they said, though, that you can never be too smart. You know, you can be the most intelligent person in the world, but very naive when it comes to
absolutely
online scams.
Yeah, I think we all think that, oh, that would never happen to us.
Yeah.
So what's your experience been, ladies? I mean, first of all, actually, let's go around and kind of just tell me a little bit about yourselves so that we kind of, everyone knows who you are. So Romika, let's kick off with you. Tell me a bit more about you, apart from what I've just said in the introduction.
So I am from Southwest London, have two children, like you said, who are both under 3.5.
So you're pretty knackered then.
Pretty knackered. No one's really sleeping. So yeah, it's pretty full on. I've been blogging since Max was about a year old, so yeah, that's me really. I'm a stay-at-home mum.
And what attracted you to, like, when you were invited along to the Mumsnet Take 5 event, what made you kind of think, actually, this is something that I'd quite like to kind of learn more about and write about on the blog?
I think because it happens every day. I mean, I receive an email, a scam email, almost every single day. So I think it's really important to sort of learn, not just for everyone else who's reading my blog, but for myself as well, and my family, to keep them safe. So that's what was quite interesting for me to learn a bit more, really. Yeah. So
that's cool. Megan, yeah. Tell us a bit about yourself. What's your name? Where did you come from?
My name's Megan, and I'm also from Southwest London. So I have two children. One is 12, one is 9. And actually, I think I'm coming from it in a slightly different way, because my 12-year-old now has a debit card.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
And so hang on, is that like a regular debit card or is it one of those kind of special child ones?
It's a special child-friendly one at the moment. I like the package of this particular one and I can very heavily monitor what she's doing with
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's another way, I guess, to be scammed. She can use it online. She can use it in
shops.
She
has limits, I guess. Like.
She has limits that she can spend on it, yes. Mm-hmm. But then we do have to change the limits. So when she is going to a coffee shop for a milkshake, she's only spending a couple of pounds. But she's been to the cinema, for instance. So we have to whack up the level so she can spend a bit more. And I think that's, you know, she needs to know about this stuff.
That's kind of amazing though, because when we were 12, you say she is.
Yes, she's 12.
When we were 12, obviously we didn't have any access to that. I remember being 16 and we were allowed to get a Switch card. Do you remember Switch cards? You guys like might not be old enough to remember that. You're younger than us.
From pocket money. Friday.
Yeah,
it's
kind of amazing that kids nowadays do get access to this stuff and it teaches them about money and
like shopping online.
Yes.
I only started doing that when I was like 21. I mean, and that's crazy. I can't
She can use it for online purchases.
But on the flip side, that then brings a whole wealth of issues that you've got to deal with as a parent. So that's kind of.
Is a she or a he?
It's a she, yeah.
Does she have any restrictions online, things like
that? That is a very good question and what I should know. I have drilled it into her that she can't just buy from any old site. She's got to come and say to me, can I buy it from here? And if I'm being honest, I pretty much restrict it to Amazon, eBay, and occasionally she might go on
those
to
are
a
the tricky
shop.
Ones. I would have
but
been
yeah,
there at 12 years old.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, definitely. But they are. But the worst thing is that she'll buy. She'll go on and she says she wants something.
Yeah,
and I'm like, but where is it coming from, darling? You can't just order something for £1.49 and get it shipped over from the Solomon Islands, which has happened,
So.
But isn't that kind of amazing that that is facilitating those conversations with your 12-year-old?
Yeah.
You know, that is happening in homes everywhere.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Franca, hello.
Hello.
Mum of two, tell us a bit more about yourself and what kind of attracted you to kind of write about this.
Well, first of all, my background is like I'm Peruvian. I am here in the UK for the past 12 years and I'm married with a British guy and I have two little girls and I love it here and I have been blogging for 2 years now.
I can't believe it's only been 2 years because I feel like you're so established as a blogger.
Really?
Yes.
It has been quite intense though. I think it has been 2 years that I have been there like 24/7. It's really, really intense, but I love it and I just decided I didn't want to do more my previous job. I'm a lawyer, but I decided to stop. That's another subject, like why live in law for being now a blogger.
Yeah.
But I actually really like it, and I think you should pursue something that you love, because then you don't see it as something that is a job. You just love it, and you just put all the hours that you actually want to do it because you love it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yes.
And then what attracted you to kind of write about fraud prevention and Take Five?
I was really interested to be part of this campaign because these things happen every day. Actually, not long ago, my mother sent me an email and she was like, oh, I received an email that apparently I'm going to win the lottery. And I was like, Mom, you're not going to win the lottery. Well, please, this is a big scam. But they are old people, you know what I mean? So it's very easy to like get them into this kind of scam situation and they think everything is possible.
I think the scary thing is, though, is that it's not just old people who are being targeted. And one of the things I was kind of surprised, but it surprised me, and then when I thought about it, I thought, actually, no, that's really obvious, that it is busy mums who are kind of falling victim to this a lot at the moment. Well, not at the moment, but in general. And especially, you know, it's running up to Christmas. We were all chatting earlier about how we're running around, you know, we've got so much to organise and, you know, we're busy with work. And it's so easy to get a text or an email or a phone call and to kind of just believe what we're reading or hearing and not question
it. Sometimes you just want to get rid of these people. I know that sounds really harsh, but you think, what do I need to do? Just tell me what I need to do and I'll do it. And that's, before you know it, you've clicked a link or,
Yeah.
Life is too fast. That's the problem.
Yeah. Too fast. And you know, and it is intelligent people who are being kind of tricked by this stuff. So just to kind of fill in the listeners, Take Five that we're talking about is a joint initiative between the financial industry and the UK government. And it's a national campaign and it offers advice to help consumers prevent financial fraud. And that actually includes email deception, phone-based scams, as well as online fraud, particularly where criminals are trying to impersonate trusted organisations. And actually, Franca, when we were at the Mumsnet Take Five event the other night, you and I were demonstrated how somebody can text your phone. Did you guys see this? I'm not even sure if you guys are aware of this. Someone can text your phone and the text message will appear in the thread of messages that say your bank has sent you. Say if your bank is like HSBC or, you know, whoever, and you get regular text messages from them, you know, official text messages. We were shown the other night how easy it is for someone to infiltrate that thread, send you a message to say there's been, you know, suspicious activity in your account, please ring us. And because it's in that thread, you're more likely to ring the number.
I would be scammed because I would just think, oh yeah, that's my bank. Yeah. I'll give them a call or click a link or whatever, I would definitely be scammed.
And it was
I had no idea.
It was super interesting to see how Tony Blake, he's the guy who actually did the demonstration, tried to do this to my phone and to your phone as well, Alison, right?
Oh, God.
And we were like, oh my gosh, like in 5 minutes, he just like
did this
in front of us. And it was like, oh God, this is so easy to just like scam people.
He actually struggled with me because I banked with NatWest and he said that NatWest are one of the hardest ones to infiltrate.
Well, yeah, the same
then,
with me.
But then he was like, okay, what's your mobile phone provider? Who have you got a text from? And he looked through down my text and he saw that I'd had a text from my mobile phone provider and he was like, right, I'll do it from them because also you might... ring your mobile phone company in a panic thinking that, you know, your account's been infiltrated in some way and, you know, divulged some information.
I've noticed on my phone now, so if I get a text and the number's not saved in my contacts, it will say maybe...
Yes.
So that's another thing that could be a bit...
Mm. I think that's Apple trying to help you. So I think it scans. I mean, it's kind of terrifying, but I think it scans like
your emails,
your text messages, all of that kind of stuff. And it kind of guesses, it works out. We think this is this person.
Okay.
But it is a little bit freaky, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
They're watching
it's crazy,
us.
Crazy, really.
Okay, so ladies, I've got a bit of a quiz here because you all seem quite kind of savvy and...
I think because we went to this event.
We went to this event and so, you know, we did hear quite a few experts and, you know, people talking about this. So, but I'm interested. So I've got a bit of a quiz here and I want to know how well you do. So just collectively. So you get a text message from your bank notifying you of some fraudulent activity and giving you instructions on what to do next. Would you transfer the money? So say the example text message here is, we've detected some fraudulent activity on your current account. Please transfer your current account balance to the safe account below whilst we investigate the issue. You're laughing.
You laughed. It was me.
Sorry. The full amount will be transferred back into your account once we can be sure it's secure. Account number, and it has an account number. Sort code has a sort code. What would you do? Would you transfer your money or not?
No, absolutely no way.
Right. This is like an online quiz, so I'm pressing I don't think so.
Yeah.
But, correct.
But you know what? This is very interesting because I actually received this, and this is genuinely.
Yeah.
And the bank said this. We would like to check some recent activity on your credit card ending, blah, 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 blah. Mm. Please give us a call back on either this number or, if you're abroad, this number. If you're unsure of these numbers, you're welcome to call the number on the back of your credit card. Maybe that last part is the part that maybe made it more genuine when it says call the number.
So is that a real message?
It's a real message, but sounds so similar.
So did you call the number on the back of your credit cards? So I'm guessing you didn't call the number on the text message, or did you?
I went to my I have notes of the bank number. So I went and called that number.
And they confirmed it was real.
Yeah.
See, that is why these messages are so terrifying, because...
It's very similar.
Well, verification
so similar.
Is key, isn't it? You call the numbers that you know are
you
safe
know
and trusted.
Exactly. And that text says to you, please transfer your money, yeah. I think that went far.
That's the warning bell, isn't it? Yeah, it says here that a genuine bank will never ask you to move money to a safe account. So if in doubt, get in touch with your bank using a trusted phone number, which is what you did, Franca. Okay, next question. You receive this email about some unusual activity which asks you to confirm your account details. Do you click the link to log in? So the email says, important, we noticed unusual activity in your account. We're concerned that someone is using your account without knowledge. Recent activity on your account seems to have occurred from a suspicious location. Log into your account as soon as possible. We may ask you to confirm information you provided when you created your account to make sure that you're the account holder. We'll then ask you to confirm your password and security questions. And then there's a link underneath which says, log in to confirm your account. So what would you do?
Not click. I would delete the email.
Would you?
Yeah. Just get it off.
You delete it and then go into your
online.
You go into your deleted items and you delete that from.
Don't let it off any trace. Exactly. No, I mean, I just think it's really silly. I mean, why would you? I don't know. I suppose if you're busy, you'd click the link or whatever. But I know. I mean, I've got my banking apps. So I'll just go to them.
Yeah.
I'll call the trusted numbers that I have.
Many people would click that link though. And because this is phishing, isn't it? P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. And I think, I mean, I'm no expert, but I think that the way it works is that when you click that link, quite often it can then give access to a lot of your email. It sends emails out.
Tracks all your data.
I think sometimes it can email all of your contacts and then hoping that they click on the link. Did you ever get an email from somebody, like a friend, in your address book and it has a link in it and you don't click on it? But if you did, I think it would then send an email out to everyone in your address book. And I think that's how it can
happen on Facebook, can't it? As well, the same thing.
Can it?
Yeah, they can hack into your Facebook account and then that sends a link to... Yeah, or your Facebook friends. And
it's kind of terrifying, isn't it?
Yeah.
So anyway, so you guys are saying that you wouldn't click on the link.
No.
Okay, I don't think so. that's what it says. I don't think so. Correct. This is fraudulent. Never automatically click on a link in an unexpected email or text. This email contains a number of spelling and grammatical errors. Do you know what? I hadn't even noticed that. Isn't that terrible?
That's an interesting point, though.
Yes. The link is also a false link, so always roll your mouse pointer over the link to reveal its true destination. And that also works as well if you... So I get quite a few emails from like PayPal, not actually PayPal, but like pretending to be from PayPal. And the actual email address looks really... It's coming from PayPal, but when you hover the mouse over the email address that it's come from, it'll be something random like this is not PayPal at hotmail.com, you know.
It's the way they address you in the email as well, because it'll be like dear then your email address as opposed to like dear Mrs.
I've been getting texts just in the last week. I mean, it's so weird because maybe I'm just more aware of it from doing this, but I've been getting quite a few of these texts, and it's from it just says it's from Bitcoin. And it says, congrats, Perry, in capitals. You've won a free Bitcoin system. Claim it now. And then it's got a link. And I'm like, there's no way I'm clicking on that link.
I've been getting a ton of those emails as well, the Bitcoin emails.
Yeah. And Bitcoin. I like how you said Bitcoin instead of Bitcoin.
Oh, Bitcoin.
That's a Freudian slip.
Bitcoin.
I love it.
Same.
But if when it is like, hello, Perry, and it's like, what world would anyone address me as Perry in capitals? Like, oh, it's my goodness.
Have you received Bitcoin. Those messages? Like, now that we were talking before about WhatsApp and Facebook, that one friend sent you, like, says, this is the code that you need to use for that big discount with, I don't know, Gap. Like, they put, like, a very famous brand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I have heard of a few. And obviously, a friend gives it to you. It's a brand that you know.
Yeah.
It's a discount, or H&M, for example. And you're like, oh, my gosh, I want that. And then you click to that because you genuinely believe it's true. And it takes you to somewhere else. There's no discount, doesn't exist. This is like a big lie.
But these are things I worry about with my 12-year-old.
There are loads of those, really.
If she got an email saying, you've got a free gift from Gap, her little 12-year-old mind would go, woohoo!
Yes.
And these are the ones that I really worry about, that she
especially
would fall
because
for.
They come from their friends.
Yes.
And
yes.
then it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, but it's from, I can hear her say it. Yes, yeah, but yeah, it was yeah. from so and so.
So then you yeah. click, and then happens exactly the same mm. thing that what you were telling before. All your data go as well in your computer, they can track it.
Yeah.
And get all your contacts as well. And it can, it's like a threat of.
Right up, do. Okay, next question in the quiz, ladies. Your bank asks you to call them if you did not set up a standing order or make a new payment. So the message says, this OTP is to make a new payment for £573.50 to account ending 1553. Don't share this code with anyone. Call immediately if you didn't request this. And then it has like a code. So would you ring them?
I'd ring them from a safe number because I have done that, you know, set up a direct debit normally for swimming lessons or something like that. Mm. And so you do then sometimes get a text, don't you, saying you have set up a new.
Yeah.
I've never had that before.
Yeah.
So what would you do if you did get it, Monica?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, just again, just call the bank myself.
So call the actual number that you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So would you ring them, yes or no?
Not
from a safe number.
From a safe number.
Yeah. I don't know if that's an option there.
Correct. This is a genuine message.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So this is a genuine example of a message that your bank might send you. It doesn't ask for any personal or financial details, and it asks you to call the bank directly if you have any questions. Always call them back on a trusted phone number, like the one on the back of your bank payment card.
Well, they sent in that message.
Well
yeah.
done. question number four. You get this text from your bank querying a recent transaction. Will you call the number provided? So the question is, the message is, bank, so HSBC or whoever, has noticed that your debit card was recently used on the 22nd or the 12th, 2017, at Apple Online Store for 1976 GBP. If not you, please urgently call fraud prevention on, and it has a number or international number. Do not reply by SMS.
That sounds a genuine text, in my opinion.
Yeah. So you'd call the number.
I wouldn't. I think again, I would do the same thing, that call the number that I know. But
yeah.
It sounds a very genuine text because I have had that before.
You have had it before.
And actually, they said the transactions that I have done. So that's another thing to verify. So I know exactly the day that I have done a transaction and yeah. at what time and with who. So definitely, if that's correct, it should be correct.
Yeah.
Or do you think that's also yeah. scam? Can be a scam?
I'm
scared now.
Megan's not sure.
I'm not sure. No, I'm sceptical. I'd ring from a safe number. I wouldn't... Any number that's given to me.
No, obviously, I will definitely do through the
yeah.
number. Like, that one as well that I receive, I call from the number that I knew.
Yeah.
But... the information is genuine, everything that they have said. How can someone else knew my three last transactions with that card? That sounds very, I don't know, could happen.
It does sound...
It's very specific, right?
I don't know. But it's asking you if you call the number in the text.
No, I wouldn't know.
Unless it matches the number that I have.
But they put the numbers, a genuine text, they do put numbers.
Mm.
But they just ask you to have also the option to call.
The thing is, we just don't know how, you know, these are big organised criminal gangs, aren't they? So
yeah.
the fact that they've got hold of your last three transactions,
That's no biggie to them.
That's no biggie to them, is it?
Yeah.
If they have access of my last three transactions, they probably have access to my card already. So why will they do that? I don't know. It's like, I feel like it's like too far into the scam to be genuine. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. I think that's why
it's such a tricky thing because you start overthinking it and you start thinking, well, it must be real because they've got this information and, you know. But anyway, the answer to that question, you guys got that right. You should never call the number listed in a message like that. Always, you know, look call up the official number. Question number five, final question. You're having some new radiators fitted and you get this email from your plumber to notify you of some changes to their bank details before you send their fee. So it says, "Dear Franca, we need the funds up front before starting our job at your property. Please arrange for a bank transfer to the details below as soon as possible." Then it has account number and sort code.
That sounds so bad.
No. I think this is a really tricky one. Because if you were having some plumbing work done and you get an email from your plumber, assuming you haven't already paid them, why wouldn't you transfer the money to their bank account?
Yeah, well, they said that on the evening, they said this is one of the most common scams, isn't it?
Yes.
You're moving house and you get an email from your solicitor. Oh, it's your solicitor. That's the most trusted person in the world, surely, you know.
I must be the least trusting person. I'd be like, no, delete. I'll speak to you in person. Or
you might risk, getting into a fight with your plumber because you haven't paid him.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, sorry, I'll
probably call back and confirm.
Yeah. You'd call back. Yeah. It's such a tricky one because the thing, this aspect of fraud is called push payment. I hadn't realised this until reading up on this campaign, but it's called push payment, and it's when a fraudster, I always think that you're kind of glamorising them by calling them a fraudster because it sounds like, a bit Hollywood, but when a fraudster convinces you that they are somebody like your solicitor or your plumber or even, I guess, your bank, and you activate a transaction, so you transfer them money because you believe they are somebody else. So it's not them coming into your account and taking money or anything like that. And that's kind of, I think, one of the most terrifying things.
Something similar happened to a friend of mine, and she was selling her wedding dress, and she was dealing with someone. The dress was sold. The person was going to transfer the money into her bank account, and as soon as she got the money in her bank account, the person could have the dress. And a couple of days before it was all due to happen, the person who was buying said, "Oh, I'm going to put my money in this account, and then I'm going to give you a code, and you can get the money."
That sounds weird.
And my friend went, "Hang on a minute," and she said, "No, I'm not doing it." Yeah. And she contacted, it was through some sort of selling site, I can't remember what it was called. And they said, "No, we've had this happen before. It's an absolute scam that, you know, the person's saying, oh, I can't transfer the money into your account for whatever reason. So it's going here, but you can get it. All you've got to do is, log on, put in this code or whatever, and the money is yours." And, of course, it was a scam.
Yeah.
So luckily she was wise said, "No, I'm not doing that."
Yeah, I've got a friend who, it's not a similar thing to what you've just described, but she, her husband had a message from the bank. So similar to what we were talking about earlier, Franca, you get a message through and it's in the thread of your bank, you know, messages. And I think it was basically saying there's been some fraudulent activity, ring this number. And they rang it and they, on the phone, had this conversation with their bank, in inverted commas, and they transferred a bunch of money, like loads of money, into a safe account. And too late realised that it was all a massive kind of scam. So yeah, that's a similar thing where you are activating it.
Yeah.
You believe that you're speaking to is somebody else and you transfer them money. They did get the money back. So I think that banks are very good at kind of
I think from the event they were sort of saying you need to act quickly. So the minute you think that this is fraudulent, you need to call the bank straight away. Because it must be really difficult to get your money back if you've actively sent it.
I think that's probably, I think they were saying that the fraud prevention experts at the event that we were at were saying that that's the hardest, aspect is when people have made the physical transaction themselves. You've authorised that payment. So it's hard. So what advice? So Megan, obviously you've been speaking about, your daughter and how she's getting a bit older and has her debit card. What advice do you think it's important to pass on to our children when it comes to being savvy? Because I think that we're all very good at, I think you know, we're all very good at kind of being safe, you know, physically safe. So we're walking along the street and we'll hang on to our handbags. And you might say to your kids, oh, don't have your school bag wide open. You
don't
know,
have your phone on show.
Exactly. All of that stuff. We're very good at being physically safe and streetwise.
Yeah.
But I think it's a whole new thing that we're having to learn how to be safe online and with mobile phones and with our data, I guess. Yeah. So what advice do you think we should be giving to our kids as they're getting a bit older?
It sounds terrible, but it's going back to what you said, Romica, is that trust nothing. Any email that comes through or any text message, and I think text messages are probably a bit more prevalent with scamming, is just don't believe it. Check and double check. You know, verification is the most important thing. I think that's the advice I'd give, is that question...
It's scary when... You have a 12-year-old and and she has a phone and she received the text and has access to debit card, things like that. Mine is only 7, but I'm thinking it's going to happen soon and she will like the same
thing.
And
it has.
And I'm like actually listening to you and trying to see what I'm going to do as well.
Well, the thing is, we gave her a card. One of the reasons we gave her this card was because I didn't like the idea of her walking around with... money on her, and okay, she's always got a couple of quid in her pocket, but
you can pay with the
contactless.
You just don't need the notes anymore.
I thought it was a safer option to have a card, but of course that comes with its own set of rules.
So we have all got a bit of advice here which we're going to share with the listeners. I've got some general advice, and then you guys have got a bit of more specific advice for different things, haven't you? So I'm going to kick off by saying the three key things to remember in general are: a genuine bank or organisation will never contact you asking for your PIN, full password, or to move money. Never give out personal or financial details, and never automatically click on a link in an unexpected email or text. Franca, you have got some tips on avoiding email scams, haven't you?
Yes. I have 7 ways to spot an email you have been sent is fraudulent. So the first one is the sender's address doesn't match the website address of the organization it says it's from. Roll your mouse pointer over the sender's name to reveal its true address. This is the first one. The second one, the email doesn't use your proper name, using something like Dear Customer instead. 3, there is a sense of urgency, asking you to act immediately. 4, there is a prominent website link, which may seem like the proper address, but with one character different. Bear that in mind. 5, there is a request for personal information. 6, there are spelling and grammatical errors. This is very important. 7, the entire text of the email is within an image rather than the usual text format, and the image contains an embedded hyperlink to a bogus site. Again, roll your mouse pointer over the link to reveal its true destination. And that's the 7 email scams.
That's really interesting as well, but the image, I hadn't kind of thought about that, but that is actually a really kind of surefire sign.
Yes.
Because normally you would get a very official typed out email, wouldn't you?
Yes, definitely.
Megan, what have you got there? I can't remember what I gave you.
I've got text links. 3 signs a text message might not be genuine. If it asks you to provide sensitive personal or financial information, passwords, or to make transactions by following a link to the message. 2, it asks you to call a certain number, but that number is unknown to you. In this case, call your bank on a number that you trust to check the number and message is authentic, e.g. such as the number on the back of your card. And the last one is the sender uses an urgent tone, urging you to act now. But then I find that last one is, I don't know, it's kind of a mixed message, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we were saying, if you think you've been a victim of fraud, you've got to act straight away. It's everything, everything, act now.
I guess the thing is, if a bank or somebody is asking you to urgently act now, you don't. But if you have been a victim of fraud, you should. That's when you act quickly.
Make sure you act. Yeah.
Act urgently at the right time. Romica, what have you got there?
So I've got push payments and giving away personal details. So I've got 5 helpful points here. So the first one is, The caller doesn't give you time to think, tries to stop you speaking to a family member or friend, or is insistent and makes you feel uncomfortable. Two, the caller asks you to transfer money to a new account for fraud reasons. Three, they phone to ask you for a four-digit card PIN or your online banking password, even if they ask you to give it to them into the telephone keypad rather than saying it out loud. This is a scam. Four, they ask you to withdraw money to hand over to them for a safekeeping. Five, they may say that you are a victim of fraud and offer to send a courier to your home to collect your cash, PIN, payment card or check that. I mean, that's very speedy on their part.
Yes. Well, send a courier to steal your money.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, ladies. Listen, we're nearly out of time, but I just wanted to ask some non-fraud related quickfire questions to you all because well, I've got you all here, if that's okay. So we're going to go around, starting with Veronica, and I want you each to tell me what kind of mum do you think you are?
Oh, God. I think I'm quite strict, actually. Before I had children, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to be this fun mum, and which I am, but I'm quite strict. I'm a very routine, up at 9, bed at 7, bath, you know, whatever. And I think that's partly due to my husband being quite a free spirit, and he'd be
yeah,
it's okay. So I kind of had to take on that.
You're balancing it off.
Yeah, I think so.
That's okay.
So yeah, that's what I'm like.
Megan, what kind of mum are you?
Oh, goodness. Well, funnily enough, my friend and I had this conversation on Saturday night, and we were saying, I know, we said we are, and it's quite funny, we're strict libertarians.
I like that.
And so, similarly, I'm really strict with my children, but on their manners. I expect them to always speak nicely to people and, you know, look them in the eye and make polite conversation. And, you know, I want other people to see them as being lovely children.
It's such a nice compliment when someone says, your children are so well-mannered.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Like, oh,
yes, they're not like that at home.
I was going to say that. Exactly. Yeah. They behave really well outside the house. Yeah. Yeah. Right house. They look at you and start a whole...
They're like wild animals at home.
Bad behaviour is crazy.
Yeah, but that's how I'm strict like that in how they behave and how they speak to other people. But then I do let them do lots of stuff. And going back to my 12-year-old, you know, I am happy to let her go to a coffee shop now with her friends and, you know, that sort of thing. So I like to think I'm that slightly fun mum who does let her do stuff and enjoy herself. But then I am quite strict as well.
Franca, how about you?
I think I'm very flexible. I let my kids be what they want to be. I like them to just like experience and learn from their mistakes. It's very important. They have to learn. Of course, there are rules at home. I'm not gonna let them like just be crazy. But I just like the maybe a little bit like your husband, Romika.
free spirit.
I think it's very important that they learn when they do something wrong. Yeah. They learn why they did it wrong. So probably they won't do it again. I hope.
You hope.
But yeah, I think I'm more flexible with them.
Excellent. And what's the best thing about motherhood?
Oh my gosh, I think it's like the unconditional love and just, I don't know, it's just everything. I mean, it's love that I've never felt before. It's just crazy. They, in my eyes, they're just the perfect children. I think it's the love. I've just never felt love like that before for my two little feral children.
Megan?
I would agree, the absolute unconditional love. But what I have found as my children get older is that they're really interesting and they're really lovely to spend time with, and I genuinely enjoy both of my children's company. I love going out with them and I love talking to them about stuff, you know, whatever it is they're interested in at that time. And my daughter really loves ballet, and so do I. And so she is my perfect partner to go and watch ballets with at the Royal Opera House.
Sweet.
And yeah, I just find their friendship and their company is lovely.
How old is the second one?
9. He's almost 10.
9 and 12. That's nice.
Yeah. And they're little humans.
It is nice, isn't it?
They're,
It's when you see their personality come out and and you enjoy hanging out with them rather than just feeling like it's constantly
the physical looking after.
That's exactly that's what I'm going through at the moment, is the physical, because they're still really young. So I can't wait to get to that stage where we can, like, me and Emmy can go and get our nails done.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
How about you, Franca?
And for me, I think I didn't realize the importance of my life, I think, until I actually have them. Mm. Kind of like my whole perspective of life changed completely when I have them. And the reason of my life right now is them. So I think I do everything for them. If I just don't sleep, it's because of them. So yeah, it's just obviously the unconditional love that we were talking. And I don't know. And for me, it's just like try to live every day and experience every day with them and enjoy the company, as you said, as well. I love them,
I can see why people get really upset when their children leave home and go to university.
I really can. Empty nest syndrome, isn't it?
They say that you never aim to be a mother or a father. Like, you are going to be worried until they die. You never stop worrying.
What a heartwarming way to end this. That was lovely. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. I feel like
it's been such an interesting chat. And hopefully everyone listening has learned stuff as well as, you know, finding it really interesting. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I genuinely hope that you have come away from listening to this bonus episode armed with lots of tips and information to help you. And I'll be back soon with a regular episode with a guest. In the meantime, thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.